Good evening, dear student. Today the topic for discussion, the third characteristics of chi-square test, that is test of goodness of fit. The subject research methodology, MBA fourth semester, and topic chi-square test. The third characteristics of a chi-square test is the test of goodness of fit. Is a powerful test given by Carl Pearson. It enables us to find if the deviation of the experiment from theory is just by chance or due to inadequacy of the theory to fit the observed data. The test statistic is exactly the same as discussed earlier. The only difference is in calculating the expected frequencies. To understand the test, we discuss some examples through which we can understand how this test can be applicable whenever we face a problem. Example, first, a company A has recently conducted aggressive advertising campaigns to maintain and possibly increase its share of market for fabric softener. Their main competitor, company B, has 40% of the market. A number of other competitors accounts for the remaining 15%. To determine if the market share changed after the marketing campaigns, the marketing manager of company A solicited the preferences of a random sample of 200 customers, and 102 indicated preferences of A and 82 for B and remaining 16 for others. Can analyst infer that customer preference are changed? Used 5% level of confidence level and test this questions and find out the solution. Now we start that this test enables us to see how well does the assumed theoretical distribution such as binomial distribution, Poisson distribution or normal distribution fit to the observed data when some theoretical distribution is fitted to the given data. We are always interested in knowing as to how well this distribution fits with the observed data. The whole population is divided into a finite number of mutually exclusive and exhaustive categories or classes, and the data is in terms of number of items or individuals falling in those categories or classes. So we start from the designing or draw the hypothesis. That's why we can assume, presume and find out that how we can set out the proposition. The null hypothesis H0: fit is good or the observed data is drawn from the population having the specified distribution against. Alternative hypothesis S1: fit is not good, the observed data is not drawn from the population having the specified distribution. the formula of chi-square test already explained, and once again I explain you x square summation OI minus EI ka whole square upon EI, and OI is equal to observed frequency of the ith class and EI expected frequency of the ith class. The total frequency into probability of that class, we can find out the expected frequency. And expected frequency calculated with this formula, that's why the expected value and observed value can be clearly understood. Probability of each class is obtained using the specified theory of distribution. For k classes, test statistic x square follows chi square distribution with k minus 1 degree of freedom provided. Now there are three situations arise from this problem. Number one, the total sample size is large, more than 50. The second, each cell in the contingency table has expected frequency of at least 5. And third, summation OI equal to summation EI. Now, we can see and analyze the whole situation, how this problem can be solved, and in this situation we reject H0 in the favor of H1 at alpha into 100% level if x square greater than x square alpha. So now we wish to test H0, fit is good, data is specified fitted to the theory, and H1 fit is not good. So now you just prepare the table on the basis of problem given, which is already explained to you, and we just prepare the table on the basis of the information given in the question. The first column is a class, second column observed frequency, third column market share percentage, fourth column probability, and fifth column expected frequency, and sixth column is x square value. So now the class column, the first row, company A, observed value 102, market share 45%, probability 0.45, and expected frequency 200 into 0.45 is equal to 90, and ultimately the value of x square 1.6. And column number first, company B, the observed value 82, market share 40%, probability 0.40, and expected frequency 200 into 0.40 is equal to 80, and ultimately the value of x square 0.05. And the first column, class, the other companies, the observed value 16, market share 15%, probability 0.15, and expected frequencies 200 into 0.15 is equal to 30, and ultimately the value of x square 6.53. The total number of observed frequency n is equal to 200, total market share 100%, probability 1, and expected value total 200, and ultimately x square value, adding all three's company 8.18. Now, on the basis of this calculation, we just test that how the situation is changed, the overall data, and this data can be given certain levels of confidence, or we can say it's a level of significance. The test is statistic follow chi-square distribution with degree of freedom 3 minus 1 is equal to 2 at 5% level of significance. The critical value on the basis of table is 5.991, which is smaller than the computed value 8.18. Therefore, at 5% level of significance, we reject the null hypothesis and conclude that fit is not good. That is, the distribution of market share is changed. So on the basis of these questions, we can see that the goodness test explains that the null hypothesis rejected and alternative hypothesis accepted means fit is not good. So this is the final solution of this problem. So I think the dear students, you I think would be understand that how we can test and find out the solution of the problems, because in marketing environment this type of situation can be happened, and in this situation we just measure that how we can find out the solution of the problem. So I think all of you understood the problem. If you have any query and questions, please put your question and query. That's why I can explain again for you, and you would be satisfied with these problems. So I think thank you very much for your kind cooperations and interactions on this topic. And once again, I am saying thank you, and today's session is over. Thank you very much.